Kinloch Burvey is where the baby's buried. It's 2 miles south of the village in a field on the left-hand side of the road as you go north. It's funny, isn't it? But I've never met anybody who's been to Kinloch Burvey. Not even Scottish people, but it is a very small village and very remote. Right away up in the north of Sutherland. About as far north as you can go in Scotland. And the people there told me that in good weather it is very beautiful and that you can see right across the sea to the Isle of Lewis and the Outer Hebrides. And we just happened to be there and we were never back there again. And the week that we were there, it rained all the time. Not really rained, but a heavy wet mist so that you could scarcely see across the road. But I'm sure it is a beautiful place in good weather. Anyhow, that's where the baby's buried, in Kinloch Burvey, in Sutherland, in the north of Scotland. Frank made a wooden cross to mark the grave and painted it white and wrote across it, infant child of Francis and Grace Hardy. And no name, of course, because it was stillborn, just infant child. And yeah, I'm sure that cross is gone by now because it was a fragile thing and there were cows in the field. And it wasn't a real cemetery anyway. And I had the baby in the back of the van and there was no nurse or doctor, so no one knew anything about it except Frank and Teddy and me, and there was no clergyman at the graveside. Frank just said a few prayers that he made up, so there's no record of any kind. And he never talked about it afterwards. Never once mentioned it again, and because he didn't, neither did I, so that was it, over and done with. A finished thing. I think it's a nice name. Kinloch Burvey. A complete sound, a name that you wouldn't forget easily. Oh, God, he was such a twisted man with such a talent for hurting.